proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
So we were just talking about Lindsay working at a Logan's Steakhouse, which I love Logan's. I really do. Love it, love it, love it. I don't ever get steak.
No.
They always have good cheeseburgers at those types of places. And I love that. Love that. Logan's, they always have good ranch.
Always.
It's very good.
But, you know, Riggins was trying to be a server at a PEF Chang's one time, and that didn't work out well. But it just doesn't seem like you.
No, you know, it wasn't.
You being a server, you know.
Yeah, but I was attracted to the idea of, like, people giving you cash in hand every night. I was like, that's kind of cool. Yeah. But it just didn't work out for me.
So, Lindsay, you had a ton of different types of jobs. You've been working since you were 16. Right.
My first job was at the body shop, not the lotion fragrance store, but the Slooty clothing store.
Oh, really?
I mean, what? I don't think it was, it was trendy at the time, but looking back, I'm like, oh, the crop tops. But, you know, you remember.
I don't remember. No. The body shop?
Yeah. And then it turned to like a Body Central. It's kind of like a, I don't know, a cheaper clothing store. Anyway, first job. Got subpoenaed. Is that what you call it when
you're ordered to go to court for something?
Yes, and testify.
Yeah,
yeah. Ooh, I was just shy of 16, so I started working when I was 15. The manager in the store was not only doing the cocaine off the toilet seat in the back, but she was stealing clothing.
Oh,
she was stealing the clothes. She put them in a trash bag at night, just me and her closed up. She would put them in a trash bag and take them home and tell me that she was tagging them. And I didn't think anything, you know, I was just like, this lady's 35 years old. I'm 16. She's doing the right thing. She was stealing them.
Wow.
Yeah, I got subpoenaed, had to go to court, had to testify.
Was she a Slooty girl herself wearing the clothes, or was she selling them on the side?
Probably selling them, come to, you know, thinking back. But
is that one of those places where they make you wear their clothes to work, like at 579?
Yes. And I love their clothes. I thought it was so cool. They'd have like the jeans that like tied up the front, like just, you know, there's trendy at the time.
Yeah, there's some pretty risque stuff in Body Central.
Tube tops.
They got a pair of panties that say no boyfriend, no problem, right on the crotch.
Oh, now that's... So that must have been after me. When it first opened, it was like a new store and it was decent clothes. Like,
and was it in the mall?
Yeah. My mom would have never let me work there if it was stuff like that. It was cute clothes. I mean, cheap. But that's how I got best dressed in high school, of course, because I had all the clothes. Yeah. You know how that works out. And I got a 50%.
Slut high. I mean, slut senior high.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad. It was just, you know, like the Bandeau tops. Remember those? Yeah. Like, you know, anyway.
So you had to go to court?
Yeah. My dad was super happy about that.
Well, what did they ask you on the stand?
If I knew anything about it, what had I seen, you know, all this stuff. And I don't know. I want to say she ended up, I guess, pleading guilty. I don't really remember ins and outs of it. I went one day, so I don't know.
Did she ever like try to contact you and say, hey, you know, don't say that you've seen me doing any of this, this, and this?
She never contacted me.
Yeah. That's witness tampering if you do that.
When come to actually thinking back, I'm not sure if there was a way to I don't remember if I had a cell phone at the time. I don't think I did. So I don't know. I don't know. The whole thing was wild. And then I was a lifeguard, and then I was a server at Logan's. And then college, I worked at Bath and Body Works.
Okay.
On the weekends. And that gave me a headache, so I had to quit.
I can't take it anymore.
Okay, it was too fragrancy. Yeah.
Too much country pear in my head.
Yeah. And then I don't think I worked the rest of college, but
you were a bartender.
Bartender for a little bit. That didn't go well either. Don't give me recipes to remember because I'm not going to remember them. I worked at a salon. That was my favorite job. I was a receptionist at like the salon at ECU. It was downtown. I got my hair done for free. Yeah. That was a good one.
That's what Jody was doing whenever I met her. She was the receptionist at a salon.
That was a good one.
And I would go in there to buy hair products and all when I knew she would be working, stuff that I didn't need. And I'd get all, you know, looking good and everything.
Yeah.
And every time I would go in to talk to her, to, you know, to get my stuff, she would be going into the back and then somebody else would come up and wait on me. I'm like, damn. <You're> like, so once we finally met, she said that the other women in there, when I would start walking up, was like, oh, there's that cute guy. There's that. And if they didn't see me when I was walking up, she would go, hey, that guy y'all likes walking up. Who wants to wait on him this time? And so she would go get out of the way and let the other ones run up there.
That's nice of her.
Mm-hmm. A sign of things to come, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all can have
him. That's so cute.
Like, I don't know why the rest of y'all want him, but... go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's like the cat being attracted to the one that doesn't like him. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I love that.
But my little friend Jenny had a job when she was a teenager in Lincoln, Nebraska. She worked at an Auntie Anne's place.
Oh, get out.
Oh, she did. I've told you this story.
No.
I think, Riggins. She worked there for a little bit, and then she just got busy and didn't go to work one day, and they asked her, you know, I think they called. I'm not sure exactly 100% how the story went. She said, but she just said, yeah, you know, I'm busy with homework and stuff, and so that's why I didn't come today. And then a little while later, she went back when things slowed down for her, and she went back to resume her job. And it had been a little longer than she thought because it was out of business.
Oh.
Oh, my God. She walks up and she's like, where is it?
Here to make the pretzels. Oh.
And where I'm assuming everybody? It was in the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, months had gone by.
Yeah.
That's, you know, hilarious. And so
in other words, she didn't realize that in her mind, she didn't just quit altogether. She just didn't want to go for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, she wanted to drop in and out whenever.
Yeah,
and then when she came time to figure, hey, well, I might as well drop back in and pull a shift. They had already shut the place down.
Who's going to tell her that's not how jobs work?
I've been
She said her dad was all too anxious to tell her that's not how jobs work.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
That is funny.
And I think she said he would ask, hey, so when do you work again? And she goes, oh, I don't know. They'll let me know. They said they let me know. They'll put me on the schedule or whatever.
They'll call me.
That is funny.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's great.
And you know, Rob worked at Carowinds long enough to get the money for some kind of, what was it?
The Nintendo GameCube.
Yeah. And once he got it, he picked up his paycheck, went and bought it, and never went back to work.
Now, me as a manager, I'm hating somebody like you. Like, oh my God, you get like two paychecks and you out.
Yeah, I didn't show up anymore. I didn't talk to anybody or anything. Oh, I just never showed
up again. That's terrible.
I agree. I was 16 years old. I'd just gotten my driver's license.
Looking back, I had a really good work ethic. I really did. I don't know if that was instilled from my parents or I just liked money. I liked money.
Probably both, yeah.
I don't know. I never missed a day. I was scared to death to miss a day of work. Like, oh my God, I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, that's like Jody. I mean, my wife, she's got an annoying work ethic when I get dragged into it. As long as it's just her, go for it. But then when I start getting dragged into her work ethic.
Yeah.
That's when it's messed up.
That's when it gets dicey.
Yeah. Hey, don't go dragging me into your fantastic work ethic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You let me stay over here with my work ethics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine are doing just fine. Thank you very much.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.